This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bears Packers now, Danny.
Yeah,
you ready for this? Okay,
yeah, Bears, I'm Packers. More than ready for this one.
As some people may know, that there's been some light trash talking, I suppose you could say, going back and forth between the Bears new head coach Ben Johnson and the now veteran head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. And it all started during Ben Johnson's introductory
press conference, 100%.
Oh my god. And through the years on introduction day, there's always some sort of reference to the Packers. Famously, Lovie Smith said, our first goal is to beat Green Bay. It's like, no. Your first goal is to get to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl, maybe. But that's what Lovie said. Ben Johnson talking about Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Let us reminisce. Here's the audio.
Be quite frank with you. I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's in response. Like, Ben is going through a whole dissertation about how he wanted to be in this division, how he wanted the hardest road up the mountain as a head coach, and how he, you know, obviously respected Dan Campbell, how he really appreciated what Kevin O'Connell has done in Minnesota, and then the obligatory shot across the border to Green Bay. And I'm quite frank with you, I really enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year, which two times during his three seasons coordinating the Detroit Lions offense, he did. He did it in 2022 and 2024. And so he has a 5-1 record against Matt LaFleur, and he isn't afraid to puff that chest out. What I love about this, though, is it stuck. It hit Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson don't have a relationship. This isn't me and you needling each other, you know, at the end of a long week at Hallis Hall. These are two guys that don't really know each other that well. And Ben throws that shot, and it bothered Matt LaFleur immensely.
Here is LaFleur from the Bussin' with the Boys podcast.
You have beef with Coach Johnson?
I was waiting for this. I don't know Ben Johnson.
So do you have beef?
Do I have beef? I don't know Ben Johnson. I respect him as a football coach. He did a nice job.
Yeah, but do we not feeling the same thing right now?
Yeah, well, yeah.
But if you don't know him, why is it tight in here?
It's not tight. I'm not tight. I thought it was interesting.
What was interesting?
I thought the press conference was interesting, but I don't have beef with him. I don't get all into that stuff. I thought it
but
was.
But you'll harness it.
He'll see the eye emojis after a win.
You'll send. I don't have his number, so that won't happen.
You gonna Jim Harbaugh him after a game?
No, you beat him? I would never do that.
Do you have the strength to do that?
I don't know. Probably not. Apparently not. Apparently not.
No, I'd never do that.
Grody, a week earlier during the NFL draft, Matt LaFleur was also on the Pat McAfee show, and he was complimenting the Bears, and he said, Chicago's done a nice job of adding talent to the roster, and you get a good football coach, as he said himself, in Ben Johnson. And so this is clearly landed with Matt LaFleur, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it because it's a shot that probably 9 times out of 10 isn't going to land, but it landed. And I love that Ben has the audacity to kick the hornet's nest over. And I love that it's actually made Matt LaFleur a little bit uncomfortable.
My first reaction, though, when Ben Johnson said that was, you know not what you are saying right now. You don't
Matt LaFleur 11-1 versus the Bears.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how this all goes in this town. The number of losses to the Packers, bad moments against the Packers.
Name one.
Jay Cutler, NFC title game back in the day. Yes. Randall Cobb. Which Randall Cobb play would you like to discuss?
Right. The blocked field goal last year. Aaron Rodgers, I own you. Aaron Rodgers in the opener of 2018 when the Bears were handily leading at halftime. Aaron Rodgers 67 other times over his time starting against the Bears.
I would say I hope Ben Johnson is able to keep his chin up when it comes to this. I hope that that carries on because they come in here talking big and they walk out with their tails between their Green Bay legs.
But Lovie, you mentioned Lovie, and Lovie did make that comment at his introductory press conference. And then he backed it up for years. You know, the end, it started to get away from him a little bit, but it was like, man, like this is the zest we need back in this Bears Packers rivalry. The Bears won the finale in January. We know it didn't mean much at all in the context of the 2024 season, but it did give the Bears a moment. And it was a little bit of a signature moment for several of those guys, Cairo Santos, Caleb Williams, DJ Moore. You know, there was plenty to glean from that last meeting up there. And so if they can inject some meaning in this rivalry, let's just split. Bears go one, win one, Packers win one for the next 10 years. And let's let this LaFleur Johnson thing really like start to build up the friction and the all of the sparks that you needed to have. But I love that the recipe's there for it. And I love that Ben's fearless enough to throw that out there. And I love that Matt is obviously bothered by it. Like he should be in a position like I've beaten the Bears 11 to 12 times. Like, get away from me, Nat. Like, just swat the Nat away and move on. But it's clear from multiple public interviews that it's irritated him. And I was talking to some folks down in West Palm during the owners' meetings, and they indicated that comment, you know, what did LaFleur say there? It was interesting. It was interesting.
Well, yeah.
It got his attention, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, mission accomplished, I think, in some ways by Ben Johnson.
My favorite part is him saying, I don't even know Ben. I don't know Ben.
I don't have his number. I'm not going to text him the eyeball. Like, there's clearly no relationship here. And I would love it if there was never a relationship here because it just means that that rivalry, competitive friction is just intensifying.
What would be awesome is if Ben Johnson started taking shots at Jordan Love next.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's been really cool to see DA take Jordan Love apart twice a year. Just keep doing it.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think, man, like through the years, Bears players that have taken the rivalry serious enough to speak out. Justin Jones used to do that, the former Bears three technique.
And then they get beat twice.
Jaquan Brisker, after the Bears lost the season finale last year, was ripping on every wide receiver, calling them talentless, basically. Do you remember that?
I do, right? Like, there's a long bulletin board, and most of the time, the Packers don't respond, and they're just like, whatever, like, we've beaten your ass for a quarter century, and Rodgers would, you know, do the belt, and then Rodgers would go into the South West corner of the Soldier Field end zone and tell the people that he owns them. And there was just no trump card. And maybe there's something here, but like, I'm sure you grew up with the kid in the neighborhood who would see a beehive and wasn't afraid to throw the football right at it. Let's see that.
It scared the hell out of me, man.
No matter how reckless it is, you just do
exactly.
it. And I kind of like that Ben's got that in him now. Obviously the goal is to back it up and to create, to make this storyline go for a long time. I'll give you a little sneak peek because later in the week, we're going to do something that we did last year on the Score airwaves. It's going
to be Bonanza.
No, it's going to be a mock schedule.
Oh,
and so
meteor mock schedule. Yes.
I'm giving you one window that I'm opening up to the mock schedule. I've got Bears Packers primetime week two.
Of course. I like it.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.